Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on? Oh, wait a minute. Now I think I may have accidentally hung up on you. Sorry about that. Give us a call now. Boots and Salutes, the phone lines are open. 938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Anything that might be on your mind. Maybe the sunshine is making you feel so good that you just have to give a salute to somebody, or maybe somebody cut you off in traffic and you think that this would be an appropriate time to perhaps give a boot to that person, too. We're open for all of that. In the meantime, Dave Thomas, out in Humboldt this morning. So, Dave, review for me again, because I think that this is worth running down again. You were talking about the Minor Hockey Awards that were handed out last night, right?
So, about the awards last night?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I just want to take a moment and congratulate all the award winners last night at the Saskatoon Minor Hockey Awards. They were handed out last evening in a number of different categories. First and foremost, the Volunteer of the Year, EJ Babby, so congratulations to him. Courage Bear was named the Coach of the Year. Now, again, you talk about volunteers and how they make hockey and the world go round. Courage Bear has been coaching for 11 years. And in those 11 years, he's coached 31 different Saskatoon Minor Hockey Association teams. So if you do the math, he is pretty busy over the winters. And then also a salute to Brody Bucher, a 17-year-old. He was handed the inaugural Evan Thomas Sportsmanship Award. So congratulations to Brody and all of the award winners that were handed out last night.
Yeah, I think that's deserving of a special salute. Good morning, Boots and Salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd like to salute the city of Saskatoon for patching all the potholes we had encountered here to the winter. I'm a newcomer. I just came in last weekend, and I was really impressed. They did it on a Sunday. So I'd like to salute them.
All right. Well, thank you for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I want to salute the Lethbridge for the way they sang the national anthem at the junior hockey game last night. So showing respect for our fallen dead.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I would like to salute all the great neighbors and friends that we have from the Sunningdale, Spinney Hill area, and also the Sunningdale Fire Department that have helped fight the fire at the Bailey Farm on Tuesday. Again, thank you very much, and we are so very grateful for them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I assume we're talking about a volunteer fire department in this situation, too, and in places like Saskatchewan, with our population and with our geography, if it weren't for the volunteers, it would be pretty hard to exist in this place and enjoy the quality of life that, for the most part, that we enjoy in Saskatchewan. Dave, going back out to Humboldt, because I wanted to also get to the second part of your conversation about the Minor Hockey Awards in Saskatoon, and there was the Sportsmanship Award that I think we should revisit as well, okay?
The Sportsmanship Award, this is the first ever time that it was handed out, and Evan Thomas, of course, one of the Humboldt Broncos that perished in the bus tragedy, he was the epitome of leadership and sportsmanship, and while he may not have been the loudest guy all the time, he definitely led by example, and that was kind of what the whole award encompassed. So for the first time it was ever handed out last night, and a 17-year-old by the name of Brody Bucher was nominated by his local zone and then was the overall winner with Saskatoon Minor Hockey. He has played his entire career, and if you can't believe this, he has never taken a supplement to discipline. He's never taken an unsportsmanlike unsportsmanlike conduct penalty.
Wow.
It's incredible the career that this young man has had, and again, a very big leader for his team and his peers. So again, first time it was ever handed out in memory of Evan Thomas. His dad and his sister were there to present the award. Very powerful moment, but Brody Bucher was the winner.
Well done. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning. Big thanks to all the people that came up to Shelbrook to help us find our brother-in-law, and all the people that donated food, and people were in from all over the province searching, and people even brought their airplanes, and
wow.
It was a really good deal. It ended well. So.
And that's the way we do it in Saskatchewan, right?
It's the way we do it in Saskatchewan.
Well done. Thanks for your call.
Thanks a lot.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Do I still got time to get on the air?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, all those Broncos and stuff, that all the money that was raised for the Humboldt Broncos and stuff.
Yeah.
It makes me very proud to be a Canadian with all the support that Canada and Saskatchewan and even the people around the world has done for this hockey team.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I have a salute for Leslie for all the help she's been giving me with my business and things in my personal life because of a death a little while back. But and anyway, you guys had a little bit of static in the background. I don't know if you got something going on at the station, but it's kind of annoying this morning.
All right, we'll take a look at that. Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I like to boot the people that still don't know that flashing red lights on the bus and a stop sign out on a bus means they have to stop while we're unloading or loading children.
Are you a bus driver?
Yes, I am.
How often does that happen?
It was not that bad, but it's getting worse, and it's hard to get the license plates because of the dirty vehicles.
Right.
But, yeah, they just...
So just to clarify, when the red lights are flashing...
Yes.
Now, the stop sign's not out, but the red lights are flashing. Am I to stop behind the bus, or am I to just be very cautious going around the bus?
You still have to stop.
Okay, and certainly if the stop sign is out, you have to stop.
Correct.
Going cautiously is not the answer.
No.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes. All right. Phone lines are open, 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Things that might be making you happy. We've had a whole lot of salutes, which is nice, but also a little frustration. And I can certainly appreciate if you happen to be a bus driver and people are not stopping when you've got the red lights flashing and the stop sign out. You just go, like, what are you doing? How hard is this? Also, Gord had referred to a question. You can have your say at cjwwradio.com. And the question that we posted up there this morning is, has your vehicle ever been damaged from hitting a pothole? Now, before I get to the answers, the results, because I think my first impression is I knew what the results were going to be when I first saw the question. I didn't even have to check on voting. But I did anyway, and I was surprised. 60% of people say that their vehicle has been damaged from hitting a pothole. Yet, when you listen to the number of pothole complaints, you would be certain it's 110% of people who have had their vehicle damaged by a pothole. But only 60% in our voting on Have Your Say on CJWWRadio.com say that they've had their vehicle damaged by a pothole. If you haven't had a chance to throw your two bits in, go online and you can do that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to give Trudeau a big boot. Like, what a hypocrite. He's supposed to be putting that pipeline through, and now we find out he's paying the protesters to be out there. What a hypocrite.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You're saying about cigarette butts people are throwing out the windows?
Yeah.
Well, wait till we get sparks from the fire pits when it's so dry. That's just going to be another issue, too.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. It's almost, I enjoy the garage sale and I enjoy the fellas talking there, but sometimes there might be a little too much because it's almost impossible to get in there. But it's a very good show.
Well, thank you very much. Well, that's it's a good show, and so a lot of people call in, and as a result, it's sometimes hard to get on. So we still have a couple of seconds left here at 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727 to have your say on Boots and Salutes. We've got more coming up with the 8 o'clock news, sports, and weather. Gordon Weeb and Les Lazarek. Also, too, a little bit later this morning, we're going to have some special guests from Country Thunder coming in to talk about tomorrow night's tribute concert at Sastel Center. You're the last go on Boots and Salutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say... congratulations to Scott Bowie. He's standing up for the province and the people. I really appreciate what he's doing. Thank you.
All right. I was just kidding. No, wait a minute. There we go. That's it for Boots and Salutes. Join us again tomorrow morning. Same time, same place.